USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The governor of Kentucky says there are over 100 people still unaccounted for in the aftermath of severe storms that brought tornadoes to the state. As of now, 74 people are dead, with 12 of them being children. This as Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, says people are helping each other out in this time of need.
I don't think we have a single person who's without a home to go to. Even if they lost their own home, they're going to neighbors, to friends, to a state park near there. We believe we've got shelter for everyone.
The University of Pittsburgh School of Medicine releasing a study saying 34% of children in the United States had insufficient or unreliable health insurance prior to the start of the COVID-19 pandemic. This is USA Radio News.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.